Gemara here on Zayin Amitayz goes through a number of additional cases of situations of killing b'shaigei. And as we spoke yesterday from the Rambam, each of these cases, it's not enough to know that someone is pater from galus, but it's necessary to know if the patur galus is because it's a kar v'mezid or a kar v'aynis. If the patur is because it's a kar v'aynis, there will be no din of gael adam, and if it's a kar v'mezid, there will be a din that the gael adam could kill him. So we'll go through the cases and see. Let's go through the whole list. Tanarabban. Shgaga prat l'mezid. So these words themselves don't make sense. So the Gemara goes through what it means. So the Gemara asks, Shita, what does it mean, mezid? Shita bar talu is chayv nisus. Separate passion that's there for a mezid. Amarava ema prat la oimer mutter. What does oimer mutter mean? What's the case of oimer mutter? What? He does not dasa. He thinks you're about to kill people. What does he mean? He thinks you're about to kill people b'shaigei? No. It means he thinks you're about to keep... That's not what it means. It means he thinks you're about to kill people b'mezid. He thinks you're about to take a gun and shoot people. He never knew that there's such an answer. And that itself is a b'shaigei. Because he thinks it's mutter.
Even morally he thinks it's
the whole. I don't know. It's a very strange thing. I mean, what? Well, Chayim, you could have two cases. Either you could have a case where a person is a Tinnikshin Nishtai, doesn't know that God gave a Torah. One case. Maybe he doesn't know that the Rabbanu Shalom asked it. Or you could say it's talking in a case where he knows he's not allowed to kill people, but he thinks maybe if somebody's a God, if you're allowed to kill him. It's not talking when he's in the mud, he thinks I'll kill everybody. Maybe this person was a ganiv, or this person went ahead of him on the highway or something. He thinks then you're allowed to kill him because that's. So it's one or the other. Either it's talking where he doesn't know b'chlal that the amitzi satire, or where he thinks under these conditions it's okay. Now the Gemara asks, Amar Abaye, Iyayimir Mata'inisu. That's anus. He didn't know there's an issur. So we have here a machlokes Abaye and Rava, which we're going to have again on that test. Abaye and Rava argue how to set up an ayimer mutter. Is an ayimer mutter considered an ayinus or a mezid? What would you say? Ayimer mutter. Someone doesn't know the halacha. What should that mean? So Rashi on that test says that the reason Aymer Mutta is Karv L'mezid is Havalei L'mezid. He should have learned. So we're going to return to talk about this. Does it make sense to you? Havalei L'mezid, he should have learned. He should have known. What? Why? Can't know all the mitzvahs of the Torah. True. So we're going to talk about it. We'll come back. So, but we pass like Rava that it's Karv L'mezid. Rav seems to say that an ayimer mutter is it depends which way. You say he didn't. It could be. That's all. We'll see. We'll come back to it. Let's finish the Gemara.
Does it say if it's
Yeah, there's a big difference if it's Rav or Rabba, and we certainly don't pass like Abaye. We'll see. The difference between Rabba and Rav. We'll get it. We'll turn to the discussion of ayimer mutter to see the other cases. If we die, problem is scavenged. Scavenged? Shita Bakhtalu. What is scavenged? It's the same thing as Mazes. Amarabah, problem is scavenged. Vahargis, a behema, vahargis, a adam. Rukuti, vahargis, Israel. Nathal, vahargis, and Kayama. And in all these cases where he, what does that mean? He meant to shoot an animal. And by mistake, he hit somebody else. He hit a human being. So what is it in that case? You're fussed because what? Carbonation or carbon? It says here on the side, Rambam Shom Halacha Yud. Okay? The Rambam in whatever parak that is, Parvav, in Halacha Yud, he lists all the things that are Karev L'Nezid, and in Halacha Tes, he lists all the things that are Karev L'Shaygeg. But this is in Halacha Yud, it's a simon that it's considered Karev L'Nezid. What does that mean? It means you shouldn't go hunting in a place where there are people standing around. So he went and he shot, and he shot an animal, and he missed, he hit a person. So that's considered Karev L'Nezid. Now, probably depends how close the person was, how stray a shot it was. But for now, we'll leave it at this, that it means he shot at an animal, and he missed, he hit a person. But that's Karev L'Nezid. Okay? Tzulokai. He's blind. The blind person shooting is pretty bad. The blind person with his son helping him aim still shouldn't be shooting. I don't think. But okay. Tzulokai. Let's go to the next case. In Bethesap, Prat L'Keren Zavis. What's the case of Keren Zavis? What's the case of Keren Zavis? So Rashi says that you're walking down the street, and you're turning. And when a person's walking, and he turns, and he had a knife in his hand. He's walking with a knife, I guess the knife is sticking outwards. And he turns the corner, and there's somebody there. You would call that Karev Le... Huh? But we say prat. He says it's not enough to be considered a shaykh.
He should have known not to hold out his knife.
So that's what I would think. If you look at Rabbi Elchanan, he says that. Rabbi Elchanan says it's a karev l'nezid. He says, what is he saying? The havalei liyunei. My proud Karen Zav is the havalei liyunei. So Rabbi Elchanan says that that's considered a karev l'nezid. The case of Karen Zavis. What? I wanted to talk about that. Okay, hold on. Rashi, what does Rashi seem to say about Karen Zavis? Because if Mishnah says that Rashi holds Karen Zavis as Karev L'Ainus, I didn't really see it in Rashi. Like, where the Rashi bepesa about Karen Zavis? Because the Mishnah says Rashi holds it as Karev L'Ainus. I don't see where in Rashi it says that. Anybody? This is Balai Ra'o of Ahargai. Didn't see him, so I didn't see him. That makes him...
No, you shouldn't have to be careful, you didn't see him.
But isn't he pretty amazing to walk around with a knife, holding a knife outwards and turning the corner?
But you didn't see him, why should you think that you didn't see him?
Okay. What? Wait for Bob. He wasn't walking with a knife sticking out. I mean, it's not so bad. I was looking at that, sure. Could be he was just standing there. Akapanim, it's easier for me to learn Karev L'Nezid. The Rambam also, Dalid, it says Halacha Yud, which is again Karev L'Nezid, which is fine. Hulayeva, Prat L'Sainai. Okay, Sainai, I think we all have an old, incorrect Havana. When do you learn Marcus in elementary school? So when you learn Sainai, what do you learn? That it was a diabolical scheme. When he faked it out, he really is doing it amazing, they make him believe it's a shaykh. That's not pshat and sainai. Pshat and sainai is that if someone is shooting and his son is standing nearby, he's super careful. Even if he's standing, you know, pretty far, you tell him to move out of the way. If it's not your son, it's not a person, so you figure that's safe enough. If it's a sainai, even less careful. He could even be sitting closer and you'll shoot anyway. Not shot that you're amazed to kill him. You're Karev L'Nezid, you're not as careful. You're not as careful. That's what Sinai means. It's a Karev L'Nezid, meaning that you were not careful. Because for the Sinai, the assumption is the person wasn't careful. That's also Karev L'Nezid. Hadafai, Shadachai Begufai. Now this is already a little harder. What is the Gemara saying? Hadafai is the word of the tyrant. He pushed him. Shadach by begufay. What does that mean? What shadach by begufay mean? He pushed him with his body, bumped into him, and the person fell and banged his head on the floor and he died. So, what is this? A miyot, a reboy? What's going on here? So it sounds like shadach by begufay is just saying taishin the pasuk. The Rambam learns that this is hadafai prat shadafai begufai. Rambam holds dafai begufai is also pater. It's also ptor. I don't see anything in Rashi that would say Rashi very differently, so that's how the Rambam learns. And we'll discuss this yet also. By hishlach alav, lahevi yirida shitzarech aliyah. As you know, the Gemara will discuss soon yirida shitzarech aliyah. We'll get to it. What does that mean? You meant to throw in one direction, and it went in a different direction. You meant to shoot in one direction, and it was a stray shot, and it hit somewhere else. What is that? That's a kariv. What? That's a kariv line. Remember, Kansas is a kariv line. Va'asha loitzida pratlam miskabim lizarek shtayim v'zarek arba. What's that? You meant to shoot two amos, you shot four. You meant to throw a rock two amos, you threw four, and you hit someone in the head and you died. So that's a problem major. So if you look at tests, tesham ha'lachiyot. So the Rambam says lizarek shtayim v'zarek arba is karav l'mezid. And Lizraik Litzad Zev, Lizraik Litzad Acher, is Kariv La'aynis. Can someone explain that to me? Yeah, two almost identical cases. Someone's throwing a rock. So one time he meant to throw it this way, and he was off by two amos to the right. So that's Kariv La'aynis. And if he was off, but he overthrew by two amos, that's Kariv L'mezid. Why? What's the difference? What? So why is that more carved amazing?
It
So that's also Karav L'mezid.
Same.
Why is two amos overthrowing more pshia than two amos to the side? What? That's what it must be. It must be that it's more shchiach to overthrow than to throw to the side. Let me see it that way.
Maybe you say from the side is like an intermediate tactic. When you blew it to the side, but when you throw something, it's only your action.
But this is, if you're going to say something dafka when the wind blew it, then that's not tomorrow's case, because then if the wind blew it before, it would be the same. I asked this to the fellow sitting next to me. I asked him, what's the difference if you meant to throw two and you throw four? As a Jewish guy. Throw this way, throw that way, it's the difference. So it was pointed out correctly, I think, that a wild pitch in baseball is usually not to the side. It usually either bounces in front of the catcher or it goes over his head. Not usually, I mean, sometimes you hit the batter too, but you miscalculate greater distances forward and back than to the side. Is that true in baseball? Huh? So it must be. Because if you're shooting this way, and someone's standing on the side, so you're not such a pishaya by letting him stand on the side. But if you're shooting this way, and he's this way, just further, then it's a bigger pishaya. Because you shouldn't shoot it, he's in this direction. More shchia. Must be, no? It's the only way I can stand to get the Rambam. From the Gemara, I would have said they're both the same. But from the Rambam, it seems the Rambam learns they're two different things.
Probably more like talking about very like short distance, which is like very not so difficult to overthrow. Like, you're just like pausing it.
So overthrowing is more shchia.
It's more shchia, but you're throwing like lamed. It's not like you're putting so much strength into it that
Are you masking, man? You guys haven't seen wild pictures in many years. You have to tell me. That's right. Wild pictures are more over the head. Is that the way it is? Huh? Yeah. You're getting around. Rambo says it. Huh? So must be, huh?
Direction.
That's what you're throwing in his direction. That's okay. So if each time you missed by 2 arms, just one was sideways, one was over a head. One was over to your target. When you if you're shooting at a target, someone's on the side, so you're not such a pesheya. But if you're shooting at a target and someone's behind the target, you're a bigger pesheya. It sounds like. Now, Rashi says, "Hu adin, if you want to shoot dalet and you shot ches." What's Rashi's chiddush? What? No, Rashi says. Chaim lizrik arba b'zark shmeina. So he changes the gear set. According to our gear set, Ranchburg changes it. Arba b'zark shtayim. Why not change it this way? I think it's a chiddush this way too. You know, it's far and in, okay, I understand. It should be the same thing. There's no difference if you overshoot or you undershoot. But Rashi's saying, even if you're off by 4 arms, the way Argus is. Now, in Argamar, if you're off by 2 arms, you're Bishaya. Rashi says, if you're off by 4.
The ratio, you have to keep the ratio.
The ratio is still double. Okay. Okay. So it's the same ratio.
That's why it changed the finishes. You would think only if you overthrow, you'd be more sensitive to the laser. I think if you underthrow, you would be more sensitive to the laser. So that's the change that I have to go outside.
Did they hold 4 to 8 is not included? 4 to 8
is. It's not
Now, Kiddush 4 days.
No.
Well, I would think if you're off by 2 amis, you're a curve with Gia. You're off by 4 amis. Is it so push it that you go by ratio, not by one?
So
I'm having a carriage with somebody that's 100 feet from me. So when I'm off, I'll be off by a few steps. If he's 200 feet from me, I'm not going to be off by far too much. Maybe you can. Alright, that's what Rashi seems to say. In last case, Ashiyava Yisrael Vayar, Mayar Rishus Lenizik Ulamazik Nikonesham, Abkol Rishus Lenizik Ulamazik Nikonesham, also a hard halacha, that if to the place where he has no right to be, what does that mean? He has no right to be, therefore what? I'm allowed to shoot? Why? Because I didn't expect him there, that's the only excuse. I didn't expect him to be. And so it means if I saw him here, this wouldn't hold true. Okay, so this is the Brisa. We're up to you read separately, right? Actually, okay, good. Okay, but there are two issues here that I want to stop on. One is, yesterday, I asked you a question. Yesterday, I asked, the Mishnah says, Derech Yerida is Chaim. Derech Aliyah is Potter. So I asked you, what about if it's not Derech Aliyah, not Derech Yerida? If it's just straight, straight, somebody is doing, he's taking a swing with a baseball bat, and he hit somebody in the head. So it's a straight swing, it's not up, it's not down. At a hammer or a knife, you hit down. A baseball bat, you hit straight across. Let's say you hit somebody that way, what's it then? So everybody here seems to say that, look at the Lashon HaMishnah. Which means that you only go to Golas Derech Yerida. Straight, you don't go to Golas. The same thing, the Brisa, the Gemara, the Yipol Olava Yomas, Acher Yipol Derech Nefila. Very good. So, it seems only Derech Nefila. But 1 minute. What about Keren Zavis? What's the case of Keren Zavis? Prat with Keren Zavis. What do I need a prat? Somebody's walking, holding a knife in front of him. He turns the corner. So that's not Derech Nefilah. He stabbed the guy. No reason to think she's going down. He's walking the street this way. He's holding a knife outwards, and he stabbed the person. That's not Derech Yerida. North Hilarious is Kashim. And I don't know, he didn't have to ask from there. He could have asked from Hadafai. Pushing him. Pushing is also. Mashma Derech Nefila? Why is pushing? How's that Mashma Derech Nefila? So, what? Pushed him down. No, because you have to remember, whether you're pulling the barrel up or pulling it down, you killed him by going down. Whether you're pulling it up and it falls, or you're lowering it and it falls, you killed him on the way down. Either way. The question is, what were you intending to do? Were you doing a nice aliyah? Were you doing a nice aliyah? So here, when you're doing a straight Maisa, Mashmi, that you go to Galus, not like we said yesterday. Yesterday we were saying that it's all Derech Yerida. Is this a problem? What? Push this way. I don't know if you're good, you push it with your body. All right, anyway, Karen Zavis. The truth is, Darfur Nehri asked Karen Zavis. Darfur Nehri applies to the Tzarek Ian on the Gedda. Yeah. Saying is good. It could be that if you gairis argirsa hadafai shadafai begufai argirsa, maybe it's a ribui hadafai shadafai begufai. It's marbet pushing. With argirsa, it's very good. It's marbet pushing. In other words, you're chayav for two things: either you read them or pushing. Those are two chiyuvim. Okay, either derech you read them or pushing. Those are the two ways you could be chayav. The same thing with a knife. Someone walks into someone else, he pushes the knife into him. That's also chayiv.
Why
did
Mishnah say that?
What?
Why did Mishnah say that? Well, there have to be that, and you know, there have to be
that. Either way, I can't answer that. I mean, the lashon of the Mishnah is kind of a little missing. It's not saying every case, it's saying a rule. In our Mishnah, we were talking about someone with magil bat v'magilah. He was fixing the tar on his roof. So Rashi made sure to say that the roof was slightly pitched. The tar was pitched downward, so it was derech yerida. According to what we're saying now, Lavdaka, as long as he was pushing the magila and it fell, he's chayiv. Lavdaka yerida is pushing too. So Rashi in the Mishnah doesn't agree with what I just said. I just said it's Sai Hadafa and Sai Yerida. Rashi doesn't seem to say that. Tosfos in the Mishnah, I know some of you disagree, but Tosfos in the Mishnah says lo yoyu mishupoim, and he doesn't mention that it was at an angle. Tosfos seems to learn that it was a flat roof. In Tosfos, it could say what we just said, that hadafai includes pushing, and that's why magil b'magila. If you're rolling a magila, as long as you're pushing outwards and it falls, that a person's chayiv. So that it would fit in very well. According to Tosfos. What? Karen Zavis is hadafai. You push the knife outwards. What? So that's why you need a miyad. Because that's a karvel mezid, because you should know, don't turn corners with knife. But why do you need a miyad for? Well, I it's not derech yerida. The answer is that hadafai is also chayiv. So we have a mahalach. According to Tosfos, we have a mahalach that we could say Yerida and Hadafa are both chayiv. According to Rashi, Rashi seems to hold it has to be Yerida Dafka. According to Rashi, we have a bit of a problem. And the Arkham there, I believe, ends with a Tzarachian. And I didn't have an Arkham there at the hotel last night. This morning when I came in, it wasn't in the shelf. And morning someone took out of my shtender. So I believe, the way I remember, it's he ends with a Tzarachian. He says a pshat, and then he shrugs it up, and he's like, with a tzarachim. So we have one possible pshat. We'll have to see through the parak if it makes sense. So yesterday we suggested a very big chiddush that most shaygigim you're not chayiv. It has to be dafka yerida. That seems to be true according to Rashi. Rashi says that the roof was pitched. Rashi certainly learned that one. However, according to what we're calling Tosfos, and the way we answer the shrekat on the Gemara, it's true not only about Yerida, but also about pushing, which I think would cover a lot more cases as well.
Pure
Shaige, but the Rambam said that Derek Yerida is a greater Shaige because it's more Shkei after to do Hezek. Derek Aliyah is not so common, So that's carbon light. That's what Rambam said.
And it's not carbon light.
It's shaggy matter. That's the threshold of shaggy.
Now, we would think that the only time you're tied to death urethra is only by pure shaggy, you're tied only for death urethra. But by carbon light, you're tied even if it's not death urethra.
Carbamazes.
I would think that you're tied even if it's not that either. It makes sense because you're more negligent. You won't put a knife sticking down.
So I would think you're shy gay.
I would think he's carbamazes.
But it is a carbamazes. It carries up. It is a carbamazes.
Right. So I would think that even if it's not that either, you would still be tied.
You'd be shy gay or carbamazes?
You would be high as well. Which means like this.
But how could you think you're high as gullus? Again, gullus is there to either. Or, it's either there to either. Or not Derek Yerida, if it's not quite an itis. So you're going to have to now figure each case. You have no rule. Each case you have to figure out how serious it was. So you have to have rules. The Tosis in Sanhedrin Issachasha is a case of Shegeg in the Torah, which the Mishnah, next Mishnah mentions. Someone was chopping wood. He's chopping wood, swinging with his axe. And the axe head flies off and it kills somebody. So Taisa says, why isn't that the same as Niskavin Lizrak Beis Vizorak Arba? That's Pata from Golas. He's saying, if you meant to throw something a certain distance and it went a greater distance, you're Pata. So someone is chopping wood, and he meant for the hatchet to hit this piece of wood, and when he swung back, he meant for it to go 6 inches behind him. Instead of going 6 inches behind him, it went 3 feet behind him, went flying. Why isn't that the same thing? The presence is an edge of life share. Place to see if this kasha. Good kasha? It's the same thing as throwing. He went throw it, well, he wanted to swing at a certain distance, and it went flying.
No, but the guy that's chopping wood didn't want to swing it. He was throwing it. He just doesn't
go
further. The guy chopping wood didn't think about throwing
anything.
He was chopping wood.
It's what the Arsameh says. Says he doesn't understand the kasha. He said the scabbard is like base, the sword, dalid. The Rambam says, why is it part? Because it's carved amazing. Karav Lamezid, it's not a Zerzakasi. Right? That's how we learn this whole parak, that everything that Prat, no, he says Karav Lamezid. So you meant to throw four, two, you threw four, that's Karav Lamezid, there's somebody there, what are you shooting? In the case of the axe, that's not Karav Lamezid, he was chopping with an axe and the head flew off. He's talking that it was a normal axe and then the head flew off. So that's not, he says, I understand Zerzakasi, he must be on Zerzakasi. You realize what we're doing yesterday and today is by plugging into all the Gzeres HaKosov, the Rambam's Mahalach, of plugging in a Svara to every Gzeres HaKosov, they get the Karbalah, amazing. So we, now you can answer questions because you make a Dharma. The axe, alright, we'll have to see what's called Derech Aliyah by an axe or Derech Aliyah. It depends which way you're swinging. If you're swinging off your right, so I gave a bit of example. If you're swinging down, that'll be the case. You meant to swing down, and instead the head flew off and it went further. Tysis Aymer Mutta. Ella Prak Aymer Mutta. Prak Tysis. What does our Gemara say Aymer Mutta is what? Is what? And the Chosav Ayin Rabba. Bai says it's a carbon Aynis, and Rabba or Rabba says it's a carbon Aynis. Prak Tysis, the Kasha. Gabi Chela, the Gabi Shabbos, the Ksib Bishneim Shagaga. Here it also says the word Shkaga. And yet, the Kiddush Nishma Lebein Anachrim, by Kiddush Nishma, is Chayav a carbon. That means he's a Shaygeg. So the Gemara Masech Shabbos says that you're a Shaygeg if you're Ayim HaMutter. So to steer it to our Gemara, Rav Yeshleim, the Shani Yochad, it's Shkaga Yisera, Lebutei Ayim HaMutter. You're right. Really, Ayim HaMutter is what? What's Maskana from Tysus? Ayman Mutta is really what? A Shaykh. That's what they say. Ayman Mutta is really a Shaykh. And by us, it's a Shkaga Yisayim. It's an Eshik Zeres HaKasav Lamutay. But really, Ayman Mutta is a Shaykh. That's what Tysus here says. So let's say you have a Shayla in Hilchot Shabbos. The Lachi is on Shabbos. somebody does malacha on Shabbos, b'mezid, it's also b'anam. And b'shaygeg, b'shaygeg, it's mutter. B'shaygeg, it's mutter. So what happens if you have a friar yid that does malacha? He's a imam mutter. So it comes out now that he's a shaygeg. And we're looking tzairah, so a shaygeg is mutter. Anybody could have enough from it. And so we're coming out. Right? The klal is, I remember, there's a shaygeg. Yeah? There are probably a dozen cases in halacha. We have cases of shaygeg and mezid. So Amas Kana is that I'm a mutter is a shaygeg. That's what Taisus says. Taisus in Sanhedrin says the second parrot. Says on the side, look at that Sanhedrin. He says it's a machlokes hasugyos. That over here we should be Gairis Rabba instead of Rava. And our Gemara is Rava. And Yenna Gemara is Rava. And it's Taka three-way machlokes. Rava holds it's a shaygeg. Rava holds it's Karv Lemezit. And Abaya holds it's an Aynus. Taka machlokes. Lahalacha. The Taz in Yeridea, the Simitzadik test, the Tazis have gotten tests. He's talking about the case of Ein Mevatlin Issa L'Chatzilah. Okay. What does Ein Mevatlin Issa L'Chatzilah mean? It means that you're not allowed to deliberately add traces as an ingredient in a food with the kavana that it should be bottled. Most traces is bottled b'shishim. So you're not allowed to deliberately add it in order to be mevatlin. Or a common case of mevatlin issa l'chatzilah is with blended whiskey. Blended whiskey has wine in it, most of them. Have wine. Yayin that says it's bakl b'shisha. The shayla of ein mevatlin issa l'chatzilah. Not allowed with chatzilah to put a trefa ingredient into something and in order with the kavana that it'll be bottled. What happens if you did it already? What is it? Someone who's mevatlin issa l'chatzilah. Somebody, you're in a restaurant and you know that they added trefa wine into a dish, and he said, "Don't worry, it's bottled b'shisha. Wine is bottled." So is that food mutter b'di'evad or aser? So the halacha is that by a mezid it's aser, and by a shaygeg it's mutter. Now the person who mixed it in was a mezid. So the chance to him is a knas that the whole pack of food becomes aser. The person who put it in was a shaygeg. Then the pot of food is mutter. What about an Omer mutter? Someone who didn't know it's awesome. That's such a case. A lady in the house, she thinks you're allowed to be in the bathroom. So the Taz says Omer mutter as it in Shaygeg. And he brings two rights. One he says in Hilchos Shabbos, you find Omer mutter as a Shaygeg. And he brings a second raya. He brings a raya from a Marik. Marik was talking in a case where an Eshes Ish was Mizana, and she was an Eimer Mutter. She didn't know there's an Issa to be Mizana, Tachas Bayim. She didn't know that the Torah asked her. So, the Shaila is that she asked it to her husband. Nesis Ish that Mizana ben Nesis becomes also to her husband. Nesis Ish, who's not Nesis Kayin, that Mizana b'shaygeg is mutter. What about an Eimer mutter? So the Marik says she's also to her husband. Why? It says a svara. Because it says in the Torah, Umala boy mal. That a woman is also to her husband because she rebelled against him. She was Mizana with someone else. So the Marik says that the Torah is marba. Any woman that's mala by mal that's going against the husband's wishes is aser. It has nothing to do. It's aser to her husband. Doesn't matter if she thought it's what. So that's the psak of the Marik. This is the kisser case of the Marik. The Taz says, what do we see from the Magrik? Why didn't the Magrik just say that Oymer Mutter is amazing? It's awesome. Vice from this Magrik that Oymer Mutter is a Shaygek. And really, she should be Mutter to us. And therefore, he had to come up with the Svara, it's a Xeris HaKasa, the Wallah by Ma. But if not for that Xeris HaKasa, Yitaka would have passed him that she's Oymer Mutter is a Shaygek. So these are the Taz's two rayas that Oymer Mutter is a Shaygek. The Chavis Das agrees, and he just says to the Taz, why didn't you bring Taisus and Makas Dazayin in the Dome? Could have brought out Taisus, saw Taisus passing, that is a Shaygek.
He did, that was the first
thing. So,
what? That was the first thing.
Well, he brought straight from the Sefer Shabbos, okay. That's what it says in the Taz and in the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees. The Kod Chav Gimel, he argues. He says that Taka true, twice is all the Shaygek. But the Rambam, in Hilchos Trumas, has yet another case. We're going to go through a lot of cases of Shaygek amazing. Like the Rambam talks about a totally new case. The Rambam, the Hilchos Trumas, how many cases do we have so far? We have, besides our Gemara, we have in the Vatlis Lechatzilla, in the Marim. Right? The Shulchan brings a new case. Rav Shulchan says in Rambam, HaTorein, someone who gets Truma, min HaTomei al HaTar. He has Tomei Truma, Tomei wheat, and Tar wheat. He figures, why should I give the Kayim the wheat which is Tar anyway? He takes wheat which is Tomei, and he's Torein min HaTomei al HaTar, which he's not allowed to do. But he did it already. What's the din b'di'evet? So, what do you get for din b'di'evet? Today, share what's the din b'di'evet? Amazed, it's not truma. If you did it for amazed, it's not chal, the truma. And it remains teva. And it's amazing. Amazed is not. And a shaygeg, the truma is chal, b'di'evet, the truma is chal. He did it for shaygeg. He didn't know it was coming. He separated the shaygeg is chal. Zok to Rambam, what about an Eimer Mutter? He thought it's Mutter to be Torah and Atame El Atar. The Rambam says that it has a din of amazing. The Rambam says, by Torah and Atame El Atar, that Eimer Mutter has a din amazing. So what do we see? Zok to Aruch HaShulchan. That we pass in that way, that Eimer Mutter has a din of amazing. So the Aruch HaShulchan argues with the Taz, and he brings that the Mishnah Lamelech and the Trumas on that Rambam. He says that this Rambam is not like Taisus and Makis. Both of them are like the Rambam and our Taisus. But the Rambam holds Ayma Mutter is Karev Lamezit, and Taisus holds that everything of a Shaygin. What?
We're trying to say
it's one halacha everywhere. Okay, I'll talk about that in a minute. However, the Chavis Das answers the Aruch HaShulchan's right. Chavis Das already brought the Chavis Das was earlier than the Aruch HaShulchan. He says he brings the Rambam and Hilchos Truma, and he says Hilchos Truma is different. Chazal were more machmir. That a kohen shouldn't be cheated out of truma, and he brings rayas. He says you can't prove it from Hilchos Trumas, so it's no rayas. So it sounds like we have the Aruch HaShulchan's in pretty weak company. Now we have the Taz and Chavis Das against Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan's raya is for answers. However, there's a prima garden in yet another case. Keeping track of all the cases. Alright? So we've got another case. This is not a well-known din because it doesn't happen too much. If someone talks the mazid in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, the mazid, knows he's not allowed to talk. Was he a Tzahara? Someone asked him something and he talks to him. If you talk the mazid in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, Magen Avraham holds you have to start it again. You have to start the whole davening all over. Mishnah Berurah says Tzarachin if we pack with the Magen Avraham. He says he doesn't know. The Magen Avraham says you took the Nezid, you have to daven again. Now listen to what the Magen Avraham said. This is Simon Kuf Dalid, Magen Avraham Vav. Says, what about talking in the middle of Berachas Kriya Shema? In the middle of Berachas Kriya Shema, between Baruch Mishra and Esrei, right? And you speak the Nezid. Do you have to start again? So the Magen Avraham says, well, if you speak the Nezid, you have to daven again. You have to go back to the beginning of Berachas Kriya Shema. But he says that right people don't realize that it's really usher to talk if you're in the middle of Berachas Kriya Shema. Rayiv b'nei Adam einam nisharim b'zeh. They think that it's tamar v'chumrah, that you're allowed to talk in the middle of Berachas Kriya Shema. And the Meimah, it's an Eimer Mutter. Now Eimer Mutter is a shaygeg, so you're okay. The right people think you're allowed to talk in the Berachas Kriya Shema. See, the Magen Avraham's time, they weren't such good decorum in shul, it wasn't that a new thing. Does he mean that most people think it's not so terrible? Does he mean most people talk? Well, most people don't realize that there's really an issue. It's certainly worse. But what? Most people who are talking say it's not so terrible. Most talkers. You have those who talk, they think there's no problem. I'm going to go
blush
them.
Those who talk, they should ask the big ghost.
People think it's mutter. Anyway, the Magen Avraham seems to say, I'm a mutter, it's a shaygeg. The Prima Gadim says, what do you mean I'm a mutter, it's a shaygeg? The Rambam holds I'm a mutter, it's amazing. Which Rambam? Oh, so he doesn't think the Rambam is true. He thinks a different Rambam. So the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Yod, Alacha Aleph, says a ben nayach, a guy that's over on Sheva, any one of the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei nayach, what's his punishment? Nisa. If he's over b'shoigei, he's put. A ben nayach is over on Sheva mitzvahs b'nei nayach. If he does it b'nezid, he's chayit. If he does it b'shoigei, he's put. In Aymer Mutter, that's the Rambam, he's chayit. Aymer Mutter is also Chayim. So why should Ben Nayach be different than any place else? Why should Ben Nayach be different? Prima Gadim says that the Rambam based it on Agimara, that Aymer Mutter is Karvel Nezid. And Memeila, the Prima Gadim, agrees with the Archa Shulchan that Aymer Mutter is more Chamor. And that's the problem. And that it's a cardinal nezid. So what do we have now? Let's choose up the teams. We have the Prima Gadim of the Archa Shulchan saying it's cardinal nezid, and the Chayyim Perisha Rambam. And we have a Taz, a Chavaz Das, and a Magen Avraham on the other side. Pretty heavy Taz, Magen Avraham, Chavaz Das. Pretty strong against. No, pretty tough. The thing is, there's a Chumas Rebbe Kiva Eger. I wanted to bring it and read the Lashon. I guess you could look at it. I forgot to bring it. It's Simon Reishavav, the truth is. Here's yet another case. Here's a case with a woman whose husband died. She was a kukal yibam. And she didn't know it. She never went to Yavamis. So her husband died. She thought she could marry somebody. So she went to marry somebody else. Then she found out she's a kukali evil. So the shaila is she usher to the brother now? Did she become usher now to the brother? Presumably the case is that she's now willing to marry the brother to evil. So she was nizana tasha, but she's an aimer mutter. So what should be the din? So the Archa Shulchan, so Rabbi Kivega says, that we talk like Rava. I am a mutter, it's a karma. That's what the king day writes, right? In the beginning of the tshuva. She writes, you pass my brother, and you must be carved the mazes. So she's ushered to her yama. Yeah, what that dude says. She finds out later she's an alien is. See, but there the mistake was not Hayomalunai. She knew it. Says we pass like Rava, Karam Amazes. Baraya we pass it as Amazes because of Taisus. It brings out Taisus. He seems to learn that Taisus Maskana is that the Karam Amazes. I don't understand the Lashon. How can you learn Taisus? You learn Taisus differently somehow. I don't know how to learn Taisus. He learned with Taisus that it's like the carbonate. Now, Kapanen, now we have Rabbi Kiva Eger with the Prima Garden of the Habitat. That evens the size a little bit. So it's a heavy machlokes, what?
No.
Prima Garden, I mean, that's a show for the Prima Garden and the Rabbi Kiva Eger. Alright, now let's think on our own. What would you say? I'm not asking you because I want to add you to one side or the other, but I think there's something that should be told in the story here. What would you say about an Eimer Mutter?
As well, you should have figured out yourself. Like, if you're done with killing, it's something which you should ask before you do. You know, there's something wrong with it. And, like, in my sense, there is, it's really something which is, it's like you don't have to know this side of the law. It's not a law with it.
You follow? It should depend what. In Svara, it should depend what you didn't know. If you have a person why is the carbon amazing? Have a label on that. Let's say you have a person on Shabbos who does something which Mishnah Berurah says is going to stop them. They don't have a Mishnah Berurah yet. If it's Shabbos and he doesn't know that you now turn on a fire to have a lumai, you should have learned that you know such a thing as Shabbos, you should have learned that you now turn on a fire. But if it's Shabbos and somebody heats up a piece of metal, so have a lumai, you should have known if you put a piece, make a piece of metal hot, you're also chayav. So who knows that? Not everybody knows that. Isn't it stavur that it should depend what the situation is, what the case is? Certain things are more carbonated, and certain things are more honest. Some cipher in the tshuva suggests to make such a type of gather. It's actually two tshuvas. Niradeya simen peches, and chashimishba simen chof peis. The some cipher. He says, of course, Rava says you're a carbon major. Of course you're a carbon major. A person doesn't know you know how to kill. You should have known you know how to kill. Before a person kills, you should ask a shayla. At least, you know you're doing something that's, you might not know it's offer, but at least you should know it's a shayla. Well, by killing people. So that, of course, the person should know that it's a carbon major. But, what? In these circumstances, so that's what I'm saying. It should depend how he learned the Gemara. Sounds like he learned the Gemara that he didn't know the Tzichas Asa Bafas. It sounds like, well, maybe even if you think under certain circumstances you can kill people, you start to ask a shayla. Killing people, you know, you don't just do it because you think it's worth it. You know, at certain times a person says, I made a mistake. So I made a mistake, it's a good excuse if you're playing Nintendo and you push the wrong button. You made a mistake. But if you're on an airplane and you're dropping a bomb, you say, I'm supposed to go east, I went west, you know. Instead of dropping it on Japan, I dropped it in San Francisco. Imagine, right? They dropped the atom bomb. They took off from the aircraft carrier in the middle of the Pacific. They went to Japan, they dropped the bomb. They made a mistake. Instead of going towards Japan, he went towards San Francisco. They dropped the bomb in San Francisco. He says, anyway, I made a mistake. Instead of going east, I went west. So that's not an excuse. What happens if someone plays Nintendo instead of going east, he goes west? That's a good excuse. That depends what you're doing. No? If you're killing somebody, so there's no excuse. You're a carnival mason. You have to ask. You have to be clear. You have to check and double check. No? It doesn't make sense. It should depend on the situation. No? How well known the issue is. So that means it should depend on the situation. Some says you can have an ayin mutter that's an ayinus, you can have an ayin mutter that's called an ayin, you can have an ayin mutter that's a shaydin.
So
there's
two of them. They call them is, and then another issue of everything.
What?
I'm
saying it should depend on the situation. And if it's a fear, how do I look like?
On the personal situation,
it should depend. I don't know if we can start judging each person, except it's in Shanishba, we could. But at least the level of the chaymer of the thing you are doing. The Nayach should know that Yeshem is the main Nayach. Incredible name. Someone goes to separate Truma, he knows it's Truma. You should find out, how do you separate Truma? The person who knows it's Truma. But Stanya, a person who's just doing his normal behavior on Shabbos, he's never done that in the Malacha, something which is in Lumbus of Malacha, he never dreamt that it's a Malacha. So maybe that's... But Allah is, if you pour water on ground, within 25 amas of a tree is yet up to 25 amas, 40 feet away. If you have someone is mud and he pours water within the 40 feet of a tree, he's either water, he should know. How should he know? How should he know that you're only 20 feet away? What do you know from each perspective? You know that tree? Above the basket, right? That tree is yet that far away. How should he know? For that, I'm a mutter. I would think of maybe even an ayinus. If certain ayinus, some say this last sentence to me. It should depend on the situation. I think, if I recall correctly, is a Shulchan Aruch HaRav, a Hilchos Eretz Tavshilin. Eretz Tavshilin also, if someone forgets the mezid, so we come to him. He's a Pesheya, he has a Knaas. Pesheygei, so we allow him to rely on the Rav Zayin. But not a Peshay. I think the Shulchan Aruch HaRav makes a chiluk between a Ben Taira and a Baal Bas. If he died in Mutter, if he didn't know. So the Ben Taira has to know. Abbasdam and Amaret. So he doesn't have to know. Amaret is a Shaygay. The Ben Taira didn't know that I'm a Mutter. He didn't know he has to make Eretz Hashem. So he's a Peshay. The Shbaruch Hu did not expect that you should know all six volumes of Mishneh Berurah L'maisa. But he expects you to be working on it, going in order. As you go through it, you get to something, you know what to do. So if you're learning Mishneh Berurah, and you're learning Mishneh Berurah, you learn about how to chop onions on Shabbos. So if you get to it, you have to make it. You have to make it past all this Bayer and Bishul. You have to get all the way to Taichin. So that's pretty far. It's just up out of it. So if you're someone who's learning Mishneh Berurah, you're going in order. Alright, so when you get there, it might take you another 5 years. But you'll get there and you'll find out. But until then, you're a carbine. If you don't learn at all, you're not learning Hilchos Shabbos at all, you have no time to remind them, what kind of what is that? You should have asked. You should have learned halachas. How do they know my? That's together of the Sun Cipher. Lamaisa, though, it's hard to say. Now that we end up with it. So we end up, the Taz, the Bhagavad Ram, the Chabazah, the Emmanuel, the Shaykh. The Aruch HaShulchan, the Rabbi Siva Ega, and the Prima Garden say, I'm a mutter, the Kabbalah Beit. So Tzaita says, it depends. It depends, it's always safer. But it comes out that it's a very difficult, very difficult thing to come away with a psak. L'chaira, our Taisus does not hold by the Sun Cipher. Because our Taisus is a stira from Tidikshay Nishvah to our Gemara. Our Gemara is Ritzicha, you should ask the Shaiva. Tidikshay Nishvah, we should ask the Shaiva. Tidikshay Nishvah. L'chaira, our Taisus, even though Sun Cipher is started to be, is there any way to learn this Taisus that it should fit with the Sun Cipher? In Simishin Yitzchak, Look, and Avram says that if you ask a shayla, and the Rav tells you it's mutter, and you make based on that, you have a din of a shayla. So I'm a mutter is a shayla. The Magen Avraham always holds that there's a shaykh.
Based on what the
Rav
says.
The Rav made a mistake. The Chashulchan says that even though he holds it's Karv L'mezid, and the Muslim is Karv L'mezid, since he's Maida in such a case, we is the shaykh. And the person who told you the Psaq made a mistake. That in such a case, he took out of the shaykh. What? That's a good question. Why aren't you an Oymus? If you ask the Shailon, and the Rav made a mistake, well, maybe it depends which Rav he has. I don't know. Why aren't you an Oymus? If I say the Magen Avraham holds that you're supposed to learn, you should have learned. Have a little more, right? You go to Shein, you learn. You have a chari, you're right. Why is it an Oymus?
If you're lying on a rod, it's a little hard to know why. I did as I looked in the Stechemet brings a
whole list. It's a paragraph of names of Sfarim. He says, right, place give a hold by the mutter is a shaykh. Like the Taz. Right, place can pass right the Taz that I'm a mutter is a shaykh. And, comes out to my place, it's a place. Okay, let's move on to the next piece of Gemara. By the name of Abba Bom, Rabbi Yechon. Oh, wait a minute. Sorry. I carried away what I know what that is. All right, it's a shift tomorrow. We'll try to finish it up.